Hello.
Hi, is this Cat Holiday?
Yeah.
Hey, it's me.
What?
It's me.
Who is this?
Gosh, it's me. Hi, it's me. Hi.
Oh, it's you.
Hi.
You still again? I hate to mention this every call, but you still haven't told me your name.
Oh, I'm babysitting today.
Oh, are you?
Like this because I've got a little baby with me.
Oh, whose baby is that?
This is baby Mabel.
Oh.
Neighbor's baby.
Oh.
Occasionally I just babysit, you know, to pick up a little bit of extra rent money.
Sure.
Yeah, so today's no exception. Today I'm babysitting.
Oh, that sounds...
Babysitting Mabel. Do you want to say hi, Josh? Say hi to Mabel.
Hi. Hi, baby.
Get like that, Josh. Come on, let's hear your best. Hi.
Hi, baby.
Come on. Come on, Josh. I know you got it in you. Come on.
Well, I'm not. You know, I do like. I like kids.
Okay,
and I like
hear
pets.
Your baby talk. Hi.
Kids and pets. You know, I sometimes I'll talk to
your higher register, Josh. Just, you know, like get it up there, like hi.
Hi, Josh. Baby. Like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what a cute baby.
Nice.
Yeah, is that pretty? It's pretty good.
Wow, you're great, Josh. You're
well, incredible. Come on now.
You got to give yourself more credit.
I guess. Now, wait a second. Your husband left you when we first talked to you almost a year ago. He had left you.
Seven months.
Did you guys ever have kids?
No. Oh my God. None that I know of.
Yeah, you would probably have known if you did.
No, I didn't have any children, no. And I'm glad now. I mean, at the time it was a real sore point, but I'm glad now, you know, because it'd be just very difficult to have that between us. I would have to see him again. Not that I would love to see him, but of course I, you know, he's out there somewhere.
Right.
And then, yeah. He'd have a lot of explaining to do to two of us, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, he just walked out on you.
But Mabel's daddy is a very good man, isn't he? Isn't he, Mabel?
Yeah.
This is your name? are these friends of your parents, or how do you know these people?
These are neighbors of my parents.
Okay.
And they know that I have a soft spot for children, as clearly do you.
Oh, come on now. I like children and pets, but I don't think I'm ready by any means to, you know, be a father, even a husband.
Oh, I don't know, Josh. I don't know. No. You know, I can tell it about you. But listen, I wanted to call you today because I've had a bit of a catharsis. Do you know what that is?
Why don't you explain?
It's like an epiphany. I've had a realization, something that's going to change my life, and I think yours too.
Mine? What?
I have decided that I'm not going to call you anymore, Josh.
Really?
Yes, I'm not going to call you anymore. I think I've given this the best shot that I can, and it just isn't working between us. This clearly, you're not interested in me.
Well, I definitely.
I have to move on.
I appreciate you calling, and I, you know, just I'm very cautious when it comes to dating, you know, strangers.
You know, Josh, but I just need somebody who's willing to be a little bit more risky, you know, like,
right? Yeah.
Willing to take more of a chance.
Okay, this baby talk's a little disconcerting. Well, we're gonna miss you, I guess. Best of luck with everything.
You know, Josh, they say you don't know what you have until it's gone.
This is true. Yeah, I've heard that phrase before. So,
you
I guess
give me your home number just in case.
You know what? Maybe I don't know if I'm comfortable with that. I gotta go too because we gotta play some more music here.
Okay, well, listen, it's been great getting to know you.
Yeah. Oh no, it's been fantastic. It's fantastic.
And,
happy trails.
Do you not
want
to try to talk me out of it?
No, I just don't have the time to get into a long discussion. Happy trails, though. And I do appreciate you, you know, over the year calling and being friend of the show.
Okay, well, I
know I got to go. I just.